All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed psychotherapist here in Los Angeles, and this is a show that deals each week with various mental health issues from a holistic perspective, which means finding a sense of consciousness that brings balance in terms of body, mind, and our spiritual beings, and in doing so, being able to have a greater sense of peace and balance in our lives. And we cover a full range of topics on this show. The last few weeks we've done issues on intimacy and relationships, and tonight's topic actually, in a sense, follows up on that. We're going to be talking tonight about bisexuality and embracing a full range of sexual expression. And if you've been a regular listener on the show, we've done a number of shows dealing with the with issues around gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. Most of it really focusing on gay and lesbian issues, which is something I think bisexuals would tell you is a problem that they face quite a bit, kind of like the invisible stepchild in the family. And tonight we are going to be talking about bisexuality. What is it? How are bisexuals treated in society? How is someone identifying as bisexual, what that means in their lives? And my guest, who I'll be introducing later, is someone I've known for quite a while, who's a marriage and family therapist intern named Greg Carlson, who has a practice in Pasadena and works here in Los Angeles. So, bisexuality. I also remind everybody that this is a live call-in show, and if you have some questions or some comments on tonight's topic, I hope the correct number is locally in the Phoenix, Tucson area's area code 602-277-5369. And I'm not sure if our toll-free number is working this week, but if it is, and you're calling from outside that area and don't want to dial a toll number, it's 877-900-5369. 877-900-5369. If that's not working and you're outside of the Arizona area, then you'll need to dial 602-277-5369. So, bisexuality. Let's start with some definition. There are many actual websites dealing with bisexuality, and one of them that I looked at was the Bisexual Resource Center. And in one of their articles, they define bisexuality as the capacity for emotional, romantic, and/or physical attraction to more than one gender or sex. A person who self-identifies as bisexual affirms this complexity and acknowledges a reality beyond the either-or dualities of heterosexism. And another way of saying that is bisexuality is the potential to feel sexually attracted to and to engage in sensual or sexual relationships with people of either sex. A bisexual person may not be equally attracted to both sexes, and the degree of attraction may vary over time. This article goes on to say, self-perception is the key to bisexual identity. Many people engage in sexual activity with people of both sexes, yet do not identify as bisexual. Likewise, other people engage in sexual relations only with people of one sex, or do not engage in sexual activity at all, yet consider themselves bisexual. There is no behavioral test to determine whether or not one is bisexual. So basically we're talking about someone who can self-identify because they know that they have an erotic or sensual attraction to members of both sexes. Now, just like with any issue of sexuality, there's a continuum that we deal with. Just like when we've talked about gay men before, there's a continuum of gay men in terms of their self-expression in the world. There are very masculine gay men, there are very effeminate gay men, there are very masculine lesbians, there are very feminine lesbians. There's a continuum. There's no one way to be gay or lesbian. There's also no one way to express one's bisexuality. Using myself as an example, I've identified on the show very often as a gay man. I know that my primary attraction is towards other men. Have I had sex with women in the past? Yes, I have. Do I sometimes still find a woman attractive and maybe even erotically so? It does happen. But I also know at this point in my life I'm not going to engage that because I know that I'm not going to want to take it any further because emotionally, erotically, and in all other areas that my desire is someone of my own sex. I've been married in the past to a woman. My sex life was fine with her. And at the same time, do I define myself as bisexual today? No, I don't. Would that have been the case back then? Probably so, because while I was enjoying sex with my now ex-wife, I also still was erotically turned on to men that I saw. So bisexuality doesn't necessarily mean you're constantly engaging in sex with both sexes. It just means that there is an attraction. There is the potential for sex with both sexes. And a lot of people, I think, give bisexuals a bad rap in the sense of the fact that they may say that, well, if you're bisexual, you're just commitment phobic because you always have an out. If you're getting close to a woman, then, and you're afraid of intimacy or whatever, then you have the out of that because you really want to be with a man at this point or vice versa. And that's hardly fair, obviously, to anyone. Because, you know, I know a lot of bisexual, I have clients that are bisexual, I have friends that are bisexual who are in very committed relationships. It's just like a heterosexual who is married or committed to a man committed to a woman. It doesn't mean they stop finding other women attractive. The question is the commitment in this relationship such that you stop acting on those other attractions while still honoring them? And I think it's the same situation. I have a very close friend who's bisexual, who's been married to a woman for a long time, and it's still about, at that point, that his commitment is where it is with his wife, and it's still, in their definition of the relationship, about fidelity. And relationships can be expressed and defined in very many ways. So there are bisexuals that make a commitment to an individual of the same sex or the opposite sex, and yet the definition of the boundaries of that relationship still allows for sexual exploration. The same is true with heterosexual and homosexual relationships, too. There are some that can allow for the play outside the relationship, and some that don't. So again, bisexuality is not so much defined by behavior, but defined by attraction and erotic turn-on. So tonight, what we're going to talk about, and what my guest Greg will be talking about with us later, is how individuals fit into society. I think when we're talking about that continuum, there are some people that may have difficulty having a sense of belonging. They may not feel that they fit into our heterosexual society, and yet while politically and in other ways may align with the gay and lesbian movements and political striving for equality and acceptance and all that stuff, that even there are gay and lesbians that don't see bisexuals as legitimate, so to speak. So that they're getting prejudice from both ends. So it's almost, for many bisexuals, there is the problem of where do I fit in? Where am I accepted? And ultimately, what we get to is the same thing we get to in therapy with anyone. It starts by the self-acceptance. It starts by going within and getting a sense of clarity and balance and nurturing from within, accepting oneself for who they are, and coming into the society, no matter where you are, with a sense of empowerment that allows you a sense of comfort, no matter what circles you're traveling, no matter who you are, that there's no shame attached to it, that there is a sense of honoring their sexual expression, their sexual desire, and that the activities that they do are things that are nurturing and building on their identity as bisexual or gay or heterosexual. So ultimately, when we're dealing with this, like everything else, as I said, it gets back to a sense of self-acceptance, a sense of knowing who one is and honoring it and finding the pleasure in that self-acceptance and the expression of it sexually. So this is what tonight's show is about. And I'm sure that to some of the listeners, we're already pushing some buttons, and we hopefully will be getting some phone calls. And we'll be back after the coming break with my guest, Greg Carlson, to talk about bisexuality, embracing a full range of sexual expression. So I believe we're going into a break now. And I ask you all to stay tuned. Are we going into a break? I guess not. So, what I was talking about a little bit earlier had to do with acceptance, society's judgment or acceptance, and the idea that there is, for bisexuals, the same internalized oppression as gays have, as heterosexuals have. And we're talking about bisexual men as well as bisexual women. So one of the things that I think people deal with who are bisexual is, are they really heterosexual? Are they really lesbian or gay? Some people have a difficult time even understanding that there is bisexuality. And we are going to go now into a break. And so please stay tuned, and we'll come back right after this with my guest, Greg Carlson.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Echo Magazine keeps you up to date on gay and lesbian issues and events that should matter to everyone. This award-winning bi-weekly magazine provides news, features, and editorials that are written almost entirely by locally based professional journalists. Plus, their website, www.echomag.com, is updated daily with hot news and information. Distributed at over 150 newsstands, street boxes, bars, and businesses, Echo Magazine keeps Arizona's GLBT community connected with news, arts and entertainment, health, and more. Echo Magazine is also a proud sponsor and participant of the Joe Amico Radio Show on AM 1100 KFNX. Tune in Thursday evenings at 10 for the Echo Magazine Weekly News Update. For more information on how to get your free copy of Echo Magazine, call 602-266-0550 or go to their website at www.echomag.com. That's 602-266-0550 or visit echomag.com.
I'm thankful your father was so organized about our finances before he got sick. Now that managing the finances is up to me, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do as good a job.
Maybe you should get some professional help. Have you thought about looking for a financial planner?
If you need help from a financial planner, you have a right to advice that is competent, ethical, and based on your needs. For 10 questions to ask when choosing a financial planner, call the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic is bisexuality. And I'd like to get right into introducing my guest tonight. He's someone actually that I've known for a number of years. I don't even remember when we met Greg, but his name is Greg Carlson. He is a marriage and family therapist intern in North Long Beach, and he's with the Los Angeles Housing Authority's Community Development Commission. He also has a private practice internship in Pasadena here in the Los Angeles area. And about 4 years ago, while in graduate school, Greg began researching, developing, and implementing programs focusing on bisexuality, an area in the psychological community that is really rarely discussed. Besides having his graduate paper on bisexuality published, Greg's workshop on bisexuality has been implemented in, believe it or not, high schools, as well as colleges and graduate school seminaries, and at professional psychological conferences throughout the state of California. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, anything I left out?
Well, man, you've covered a lot in the last 15 minutes.
Okay.
I think I like what you said about the potential and capacity, because I think a lot of people will say, well, gosh, if you haven't had sex with somebody, then how do you know? But if we all think back to high school or adolescence, we know the type of people or the genders that we're attracted to before we have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if someone is celibate, they still know who they're attracted to.
Right.
But I think with bisexuals, you touched on some of the areas where they feel a little left out.
Mm-hmm.
Bisexuals, many will say that they look at the whole person versus the gender, which heterosexuality and homosexuality is based on gender, mm-hmm. either the same gender or gender other than your own.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas bisexuality is based more on the whole person. Of course, someone that's bisexual is going to look at the gender, but they look more at the whole person. So I think sometimes they can feel left out because, unlike the heterosexual community or the gay community, there isn't a place to go. There isn't a West Hollywood. There aren't places in large cities where you can say, oh, that's where people that are bisexual might hang out.
That's the bisexual neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
The bisexual ghetto.
That's right, where everybody's sitting on the fence. But I think it does become difficult then to feel a sense of belonging to a group, and you tend to be identified with who you're with versus who you are.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I'm pushing my daughter on a swing set, people would just assume that I'm a father with his daughter. They wouldn't think that I'm gay or bisexual or transgender. I'm just a man pushing his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm having coffee with a gentleman in a gay area, then people will assume that I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
So my orientation really isn't based from what they see. They base who I am by what they see versus who I really am inside. And I think for some bisexuals, that can feel very alienating and help them feel less than part of a group. I think also that it's very important about self-identification, because everybody wants to slap labels on everybody else.
Right.
I think coming from a dichotic society, you talked about a dualistic society. We like to think in black and white, right or wrong, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to orientation and bisexuality and the fluidity of sexual orientation, people have a real problem with that. And they want to put people in a box. And so there again, you get some negative feelings from the gay community and the straight community at times.
Right.
I think your situation was a perfect example of how, for some people, there can be a fluidity of sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to women that were in long-term committed married relationships, and a spouse died. And later on in their life, they were already emotionally attracted to women. Most of us, men and women, are emotionally attracted to women. But then they found themselves being more drawn physically to women also.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can see for some people, their orientation is a little more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And it can change over a period of time. But that, of course, is, I think, when, if that does happen to a person, that's when they feel, oh my gosh, what's happening to me?
Right.
What's going on in my life? And like I said, because this is such an area where people don't tend to talk about bisexuality, so it seems to be something that then people don't discuss, don't talk about, and you find a lot of sometimes acting out behavior, a lot of possibly anonymous sex with men that may be married and attracted to their wives, but also maybe having sex with men, speaking specifically about men. So we find that in the community, because I don't think our society allows people to express who they are and allow them to be who they are and take the stigma away. So they have a stigma attached to it, and they don't feel good about themselves.
Right. And for some people, it's like, for myself, I know that in college, in a sense, I lost my virginity with men about 3 months before I lost my virginity with women, if you want to, you know, take it from one end to the other like that. And there are, I think what you're alluding to also is that for some people, there's a transition period that they may be gay but not ready to identify as such yet or accept it because there's too much shame or fear attached to it. And it's easier to say, I'm bisexual. And yet for others, it could be just an exploratory thing. For others, there's a real true sense that it may be very long-lasting forever, that there is a real attraction and ability to express that attraction towards both men and towards women.
Right.
How I know that you picked this topic for your dissertation. What got you interested in doing?
Well, you know, I think just my own journey with my life, and also seeing that I've done a lot of work with adolescents and did a lot of work with prostitutes in Hollywood and kids working on the street, and I found a lot of even kids saying, well, you know, I got a girlfriend, but I'm just hustling for money.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I worked more with men that were getting arrested for lewd conduct, I saw that there were men that were saying, well, I'm married, but at the same time I like to have sex with men, but I'm not gay and I'm not bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a real sense of denial there. A lot of times Latino men that I've spoken to, you know, if someone's effeminate, they're seen as gay.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're masculine, they're not seen as gay.
Right. They're just men who have sex with men.
They're just men that have sex with men.
Right.
Exactly. And so we can see even culturally how bisexuality is seen in a negative way by many cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's difficult.
I want, actually, the cultural stuff was on my list of things to get into. So we need to take a break right now, and let's come back and expand on that a little bit more.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be back with Greg Carlson talking about bisexuality in just a few minutes.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Echo Magazine keeps you up to date on gay and lesbian issues and events that should matter to everyone. This award-winning bi-weekly magazine provides news, features, and editorials that are written almost entirely by locally based professional journalists. Plus, their website, www.echomag.com, is updated daily with hot news and information. Distributed at over 150 newsstands, street boxes, bars, and businesses, Echo Magazine keeps Arizona's GLBT community connected with news, arts and entertainment, health, and more. Echo Magazine is also a proud sponsor and participant of the Joe Amico Radio Show on AM 1100 KFNX. Tune in Thursday evenings at 10 for the Echo Magazine Weekly News Update. For more information on how to get your free copy of Echo Magazine, call 602-266-0550 or go to their website at www.echomag.com. That's 602-266-0550 or visit echomag.com.
Have you ever dreamed of hosting your own talk show? Have you ever listened to talk shows and said, well, I can do a better job? Right now, Hot Talk 1100 KFNX is looking for talent to host one of our new talk shows. If you think you have what it takes, call 602-277-1100 and talk to one of our executive producers. Live your dream today. Call 602-277-1100.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, a great and wonderful Wednesday night. Ryan here with your KFNX Valley forecast for this evening. Mostly clear skies with a couple of high clouds floating across the sky. Lows getting down to the mid-70s here in the Midtown. Currently, around the state, we're looking at 58 degrees in Flag, 64 in Prescott, 85 in Tucson, and right now at 10:30, 90 degrees right here at KFNX. Cave Creek, Phoenix.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, and I remind you that this is a live call-in show. So if you have comments or questions about our topic tonight, bisexuality, for myself or for my guest Greg Carlson, the number is 602-277-5369. Greg, I know that during the break you started talking to me about the four types of bisexuality. Since we've already started that also, why don't I let you talk a little bit more about that, and then we'll get to the cultural stuff, because I think...
Sure. You know, I think some people, when they start having feelings that they might have fantasies or start thinking about, either if they're in a same-gender relationship or a traditional relationship, it can be very scary. And something that one might do is think about where they might be. We might look at bisexuality looking at four different areas, such as a transitional period, which is what many people will say one is going through. Oh, you're just going through a transitional period. You're really gay. I've spoken to therapists that work with the sexual minority community that have had gay clients that have been in transition to identify more as straight.
Mm-hmm.
So it can go both ways.
Right.
But there can be a transitional period where someone has been in one type of relationship, one orientation, and transition over to another one and coming out as gay, and then identifying with that that specific orientation. Many women I've spoken to, lesbian women in private, will say, you know what, really, I'm actually bisexual, but the price is too great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin the relationship I have with my lover. I don't want to lose my community. And so it's something that they won't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But they may actually identify as bisexual, but for their community, they'll identify as lesbian. But going back to the transitional, there may be a period where we transition from one orientation to the next, or from gay to straight or straight to gay.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be a period where one identifies as bisexual.
Right.
Historical bisexuality might be a situation where in the past we were having a relationship or we had a relationship with both men and women. But now we identify with one orientation, straight or gay. So you might say in the past, historically, I was bisexual, or historically, I had bisexual experiences. Another one
would be more or less what I alluded to before,
right,
in my own history.
Right, exactly, exactly. And now you identify as gay.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be kind of historical. Sequential would be in a sequence. So it's not someone that is polyamorous, which mean it would mean at the same time or have relationships with both genders at the same time, but they are monogamous and they might have a relationship with a man and still be attracted to women, but only be monogamous with a man. And then after that relationship is finished, they may then have a relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sequence that occurs.
So in other words, it's as we might call serial monogamy.
Right.
That they usually they are capable of intimacy and capable of a commitment to who they are with, and it's irrelevant to them whether it's a man or a woman. It's
right.
Where their heart opens and their attraction.
Right. You know, and that brings up a real good point, Stuart, and that is, you know, we all have a choice. Whether we're in whatever type of relationship we're in, we have a choice to be monogamous or not be monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
So sequentially, that person is making a choice that they're going to stay in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in a marriage, a traditional marriage, people have a choice to be monogamous or not be
right.
monogamous. And the last one would be concurrent. So that would be at the same time dating both men and women. So they might, date a man, date a woman. They may be in a poly relationship. A polyfidelitous relationship might be a primary couple, and then they have one person that they bring in or another couple, but there's fidelity within that group. They wouldn't go outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different types. But I think it's real important to know that in any orientation, you have a choice whether you're going to act on it or not.
Right.
There are gay men that are married and choose to be married because maybe it's their religion, society.
Married to a woman.
Right.
Okay.
Heterosexual privilege.
Right.
There may be things that they want, and they may decide, you know what, I want children, I want a family, I want a traditional family, and they may cut off part of their life. There are lesbians that are married to men.
Mm-hmm.
So we have choices to make.
Right.
Something I have found is that a lot of bisexual men, there can be a part of depression that can come in because people feel not fulfilled. But because someone's bisexual doesn't mean they have to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on where you are in your own life, how it fits into your life, who you are, how old you are, the life cycle, where you are in your own development.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things, I think, are very important.
And then again, it also gets back to what we started talking about earlier, cultural issues.
Right.
I know that you mentioned the Latino clients that you had been working with for a while. You know, when I was in the early 90s, when I was going to the former Soviet Union to do AIDS work, it was then, and still to a certain degree today, although it's no longer illegal and people aren't committed to insane asylums because they're homosexual, which was happening under the Soviet Union back then, so that bisexual and gay men were getting married and having kids and doing all of the things up front for safety's sake,
right,
if nothing else. In other words, to protect themselves for their own sense of survival.
Right.
It doesn't mean they didn't love their kids, didn't love their wife and stuff, but they were also then seeking male companionship in very risky and dangerous ways and dangerous places, which even in our culture, closeted gay or bisexual men or lesbian or bisexual women are still taking similar risks.
Yes.
In our culture, whether they're Latino or WASP, they're in the middle of Oklahoma or the Bible Belt or whatever.
Right. I mean, one really has to watch themselves. And you mm-hmm. look at the African-American community, there are a lot of black men that will not identify
mm-hmm.
as bisexual or gay.
Right.
And there's just a real stigma attached. So I think, you know, we don't have to go to the Soviet Union to find that
right.
kind of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here. And I think that, again, causes there to be this sense of depression, because where do you then turn?
Right.
One of the things I found when I was doing writing my paper, I looked at 10 bisexual men in their own self-identifying process, and that didn't mean that they'd necessarily told anybody else, but it was their own process that they came through. And I saw that there really weren't that many support groups for bisexual men, whether they had told their spouses or their partners, whether they had never had sex with a man. But the fact that they identified themselves was kind of the way I categorized them for my paper. And then we started a support group. And that support group runs weekly in Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
which is where I practice.
Right. And actually, you're starting a new one up soon.
A new one up in September.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small group, about 8 men.
Mm-hmm.
And we get together for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very safe place. You know, I've had men, older men in their 70s and 80s that have said, this is the first time in my life that I've been able to share who I really am,
mm-hmm.
and been able to help them lessen the antidepressant medication that they were taking,
right,
and help them feel more fulfilled with who they were, because they were able to come and talk about these issues that were really bothering them and issues that they felt no one had ever been able to address.
Now, with women, I certainly don't want to leave the women out of this mm-hmm. conversation, because there are just as many issues and struggles, as you've mentioned before, and I mentioned earlier, too, for women. But I think with the feminist movement and stuff, I think there was a different sense of permissiveness to be bisexual going back to the 70s and stuff than there was for the men. And yet there are still a lot of women who go through a great deal of angst and confusion about how to express themselves and feel safe. What did you find with that?
Well, it's interesting. Bisexual Politics, Theories, Queries, and Visions is a book that people can look for. And it talks a little bit about the history of women. And, you know, a lot of the bisexual women in the 70s kind of got together with Women's Lib movement. But a lot of the women that were lesbian really looked down on that, and that's kind of the women were the bisexual women were really the first group that came out politically and said, you know, we're attracted to men, but we're also attracted to women,
mm-hmm.
And it was very difficult. So they kind of were the first gender to really split off and start politically working for rights of bisexual people. And then in the 80s, men's groups started forming, and then we kind of came together and have had conferences ever since,
we're gonna
nationally,
talk.
Internationally.
We need to
next
talk.
Year
wait,
and we, this year in San Diego.
Greg, because we're going to talk more about those conferences after we come back
great.
From the break, okay? So stay tuned and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The first thing you're going to want to know about Rula Bula, the Tempe Irish pub and restaurant, is what does Rula Bula mean? Well, loosely translated from Irish Gaelic, it means great fun. And I'm telling you, great fun is what you can expect when you visit this authentic Irish pub located in the historic Andre building in Tempe. Rula Bula, it's a warm and friendly place serving four-star cuisine. The traditional favourites include Guinness and beef, fish and chips and shepherd's pie. There's also lighter fare like vegetarian box tea, salmon with watercress sauce and signature desserts. You'll also find a perfect pour of Guinness, a great selection of imported Irish beer on draft and rare Irish whiskies. At Rula Bula, you'll find a ready smile, the invitation to enjoy great food and drink, hospitality and fun. So for the authentic Irish pub experience outside Ireland, come to Rula Bula, 401 South Mill Avenue in downtown Tempe. Shall we see you there?
Join Dr. Carol Lee as she hosts Choices, Calvary Guiding Light every Thursday night from 11 to 12 p.m. Dr. Carol will talk about life's issues everyone can relate to. Upcoming shows will focus on education, intimacy in relationships, prayer, faith, and healing. Do you often question yourself in the choices you make in today's chaotic world? Learn what you can do to help yourself choose the right path. Again, that's Choices Calvary Guiding Light, Thursday at 11, right here on Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Have you ever dreamed of hosting your own talk show? Have you ever listened to talk shows and said, well, I can do a better job? Right now, Hot Talk 1100 KFNX is looking for talent to host one of our new talk shows. If you think you have what it takes, call 602-277-1100 and talk to one of our executive producers. Live your dream today. Call 602-277-1100.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and my guest tonight discussing bisexuality is Greg Carlson, who's a marriage and family therapist intern in Pasadena. And Greg, we have about 6 minutes in this segment, and I know that there was another area you wanted to get into in terms of what people need to know in terms of dealing with their own transition.
Sure, right. In San Diego, the Men's Awareness Institute is going to be having a conference coming up in October, the 18th through 20th, and Fritz Klein, who's a psychiatrist and has done a lot of the pioneering work in this area of bisexuality, kind of came up with a grid. It's called the Klein Sexual Orientation Grid. It's kind of where Kinsey took off.
Mm-hmm.
And what Fritz did was start looking at seven different areas of sexuality, looking at past experience, present, and ideally where we'd want to be. It helps people. It's not it doesn't answer everybody's questions, but it helps people look at sexual attraction, who we're attracted to, behavior. Like I said, you may be married to one gender, but you're attracted to another. Sexual fantasies. Many bisexual men and women will say they fantasize about both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
It was Anna Freud that said, well, you know, just help them look at their fantasies and you can tell what their orientation is. And that's not always true with bisexuals.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional preference, who we're emotionally attracted to. Socially, our social preference, who do we socially want to hang out with. And then looking at our lifestyle, is our lifestyle more homosexual, heterosexual, and then self-identifying? If no one else was around, if no one else, nothing else cared, what would we ourselves, in the privacy of our own room, say we are? And what Fritz did was looked at a year before a year, which would be our past experience, presently, and then ideally where we want to be. And you can find that on the internet. If you look up Fritz Klein, K-L-E-I-N, Sexual Orientation Grid, and you'll come up with that. And it's a great way, just kind of a springboard to look at where we are. And also that shows that for some people, their sexuality or their orientation is fluid and has changed over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. I actually found that grid on the Bisexual Resource Center site also. So, you know, people can, like I said, if they didn't write that down, if they just do a search for the Bisexual Resource Center, they'll be able to get the information that you just talked about.
Exactly.
Now, how would you make use of that?
Well, what it allows people to do, we're not seeing it visually, so it's kind of hard to explain.
Okay.
But it looks at sexual attraction, for example, and it says, well, in the past, before a year ago, I had sex with other sex only, other sex mostly, other sex somewhat. So other sex only would be a 1, other sex mostly would be a 2, other sex somewhat more would be a 3, and a 4 would be both sexes equally. Then you'd go same sex somewhat more would be a 5, 6, and 7. So you end up having this grid, and then you'd go presently. Well, presently, my sexual attraction, maybe it's with other sex only, or maybe it's all only the same sex now. So for some people like yourself, in the past, it might have been predominantly with women, and now it's predominantly with men. And so you could see, just for yourself, there's been a switch or a change.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone that's starting to deal with these issues and feeling very uncomfortable because they're not familiar, it helps them see that, number one, there can be a change for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as you plug them in and find them support with other people going through similar issues, it takes the stigma away and it helps them feel more normal.
I would think also maybe it gives them something concrete to put themselves around, in a sense, so that it's not so nebulous. That is, there's something that says, oh, this is helping me define, put it into words, to put it into something that puts some boundaries and some context to it.
Exactly. Which, for some of us, we don't like labels.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, having a label of bisexuality or saying, gosh, in the past, I had sex with mostly opposite gender and now it's with the same, mm-hmm. to see that on paper and to have labels, for some people, it helps them identify where they are.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also the beginning, and I know that you do a lot of work therapeutically, and I've had clients that are bisexual too, that, like I said at the very beginning of the show, one of the most important things in therapy, no matter what the issue is self-acceptance and finding some sense of peace and balance. And that begins with, like the show is called, telling the truth faster, being able to speak the truth, identify something. Then you have a starting point to start the healing process and the acceptance process.
Right. I mean, I think the more you say it, the more you say bisexual, the more you say fluidity, the more you say I'm okay, the more that stigma becomes less and less.
Mm-hmm.
I think bisexual individuals tend to come out, quote-unquote, come out a little bit later than gay individuals because society.
Mm-hmm.
Society is a little more ahead in regards to accepting homosexuality. There's still a huge group of people that don't accept that as an orientation. But we're a little ahead of bisexuality in our society. And so you find that people tend to come out a little bit later in their life as bisexual. Not as a whole, but some people tend to.
That's also a factor of something we also discussed earlier, which is we tend to be a society of polarity.
Right.
Either heterosexual or homosexual.
Right.
And it takes a while longer for people to understand that there is another possibility called bisexuality.
Exactly.
And
people
don't get that until much later.
Right. I'm very glad that Project 10, which is a project in the L.A. Unified School District, now exists for kids in high school because it gives them a place, no matter what their sexual orientation is, if they feel that they're part of a sexual minority group or they just want to support that group, it gives them a place to go. It's not going to turn everybody gay,
mm-hmm.
like I'm sure some people think it will.
Right.
But instead, it gives people a place to be where they feel more in control and feel more comfortable with who they are.
Great. Okay, we're going to take our final break here and come back for some closing thoughts. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
For the homeless, the summer heat can be life-threatening.
Me and my girlfriend, we was sleeping behind a building for 9 days and 9 nights. And in them 9 days and nine nights, we ate one time. My throat almost closed up because we wasn't drinking that much water. And we just drawed up, just like a prune. We didn't want to ask nobody because we were trying to hide from being homeless. And that whole time, we were like skeletons. I mean, we was down to where we could have just literally died out there.
This summer, the Phoenix Rescue Mission will continue to serve the needs of the poor and homeless. But unfortunately, food donations in the summer normally fall to alarming levels. We can use your help by donating canned goods and non-perishable food items, including bottled drinking water. Please organize an office food drive or make an individual donation to the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Just drop off donations to the mission, 1801 South 35th Avenue, or call to arrange pickup, 602-233-3000. Thanks.
Tune into KFNX every Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. for Workplace Violence Today with Barry Nixon. Barry is the Executive Director for the National Institute for Prevention of Workplace Violence, located at 22701 Woodlake Lane, Lake Forest, California, 92630. He will be discussing topics ranging from school violence, domestic violence, to the violence-prone organization. Be sure to tune in every Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. for Workplace Violence Today, only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
At TXU, we've developed a unique business model that lets us manage everything from production to retail. This full-spectrum strategy gives us both upstream and downstream leverage and allows us to capture margin in the rapidly changing energy markets. What does this mean to you as a shareholder? You don't have to worry about the one that got away. For investment information, call us at 1-800-828-0812 or visit us at txu.com.
The best talk in the valley. Hot Talk 1100 AM, KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is our closing segment, and I really want to start off by thanking my guest, Greg Carlson. Greg, thanks so much for being on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, Stuart.
It was great. And I actually would like maybe in about a month or so to do a follow-up show on this because I think there's so much more and there are so few shows that actually will touch on, in a respectful way, you know, this area of bisexuality. So hopefully you'll come back again in a bit.
Sounds great.
Great. And I also, I was telling Greg, when I sent out my email announcement about tonight's show, which goes out to about 500 people, almost immediately I started getting email responses from people that weren't even on my list. That's how fast the chain went. And I actually got an email from a man named Wayne Roberts in Australia, and he asked that I make an announcement that on October 25th in Sydney, Australia, there will be the 7th International Conference on Bisexuality. And they're hoping to attract people, and they will be attracting people from all over the world. If you want information on this, you can go to www.bi.org.au for Australia. And there'll be a page there about the International Conference on Bisexuality. That's bi.org.au as in Australia. And you can get more information on the international conference. And I know Greg mentioned the conference coming up in San Diego.
Right, that's in October.
In October also.
And if people want to find out about more about the men's support group in Pasadena, mm-hmm. they can call 626-568-7991.
Great. And if you didn't get that down, you can go to the website for Tell the Truth Faster, which is, surprisingly enough, tellthetruthfaster.com, and you can email Greg via that site, and I'll make sure it gets forwarded on to him, or if you have comments or questions or interest in sponsoring my show, which I could use some, you can get in touch with me via the website tellthetruthfaster.com, and all 55 shows that I've done so far over the last year are archived there, and this show will be up and running on those archives in about a week to a week and a half. The way I would like to close this, actually, is to reinforce something I've said on many other shows, and I know I've said already tonight, telling the truth faster. People have such shame attached to sex in general, in our culture in particular, but in a lot of cultures. And that shame leads to a lot of self-destructive behavior, a lot of physical illness, repressing any part of us that really is a natural expression of who we are, can cause illness, can cause stress, can cause depression, as Greg mentioned, behaviors that are high risk or even violent, and very self-destructive, whether it's through addictions or just the stressful things that cause migraines and heart attacks and things like that. It's so important that you honor who you are. It's so important that all of us honor the people we love and honor one another in our own communities. And that starts even with our sexuality. Whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, asexual, it's about finding a place of love and acceptance and joy in that expression. So I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Please join us again next week on Wednesday night, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.